You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Today we're finally going back to the 50s to a very popular sitcom, Leave It to Beaver.
The Beave.
Starring Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
I love the intro to Leave It to Beaver.
It's pretty good. There's a name for that song. I forget the name of the song. Anyway. It's like the Toy Parade. I think it's called the Toy Parade. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the song. Maybe. But yeah.
I like how they just announce everybody. Like, no one's ever really done that. And it's really cool.
That's pretty cool. If I had a sitcom, I would be like, and Rebecca Marcus as the lady.
As the mom.
We have to introduce ourselves because I was told we never introduce ourselves.
Oh, no. You're right. I think we did it early
on. We stopped doing it. Yeah. I'm your host, Rebecca.
And I'm Natalie.
And we're talking to you about TV.
TV shows.
So Leave It to Beaver is an American television sitcom about a boy, Theodore the Beaver Cleaver. How do you think they came up? Do you think it's because it rhymes with Cleaver?
I think... I was watching actually one of the very first episodes, and I think Beaver explained it to one of his classmates that his brother gave him that nickname, and then it just stuck, and I think he was telling a teacher, and he's like, I like to be called the Beaver, and she was like, oh, I don't think I can do that, but then later they were like friends, and she's like, I'll call you Beaver.
They do call him Theodore in school.
And I think mom calls him that most of the time. I mean, she does call him Beaver a lot, I guess.
Maybe when she's mad. Theodore.
Yeah.
Well, he's played by Jerry Mathers, and they live in the perfect suburban neighborhood, he and his family. The neighborhood is always clean and perfect and very beautiful. It premiered on CBS on October 4th, 1957, and then it moved to ABC in 1958. And it actually ran for 6 seasons. It also starred Barbara Billingsley and Hugh Beaumont as the parents, and Tony Dow as Beaver's brother Wally. It was a very low-key show, even when he was getting into his hijinks.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty low-key.
It
was very ideal.
Yes.
We watched it a lot when I was a kid.
Me too.
Tony Dow once said that if any line got too much of a laugh, they'd take it out of the show because they didn't want big laughs.
Oh,
they just wanted like chuckles. But there have been times that were really funny.
Yeah.
Like when he got stuck in the soup cup. Did you see that one?
Not recently, but I know what you're talking about. Oh my gosh.
That was
so
really
funny.
Maybe
I love when they bought an alligator. Did you see that one?
They were going to flush
Florida.
It down the toilet.
Well, they just bought. They're like, we're going to raise an alligator.
And they had it in the bathtub,
they
right?
They gave enough money. At first, they had it like in the sink because it shows up and it's like less than a foot long. And it shows up in a box. They have to go pick it up. And they're like, is there more boxes? And they're like, no.
Oh.
And it's this little tiny thing. So
they thought they were getting a full-size alligator.
Yeah, full-size alligator. And they have it like in the sink. And of course, they're boys. And then they're like, let's put it in the bathtub. Because that means no baths for like 4 days. Because, you know, little boys don't want to take baths.
We can't. There's an alligator in the bathtub.
And they end up putting it like in the basement, I think in a laundry basket. And then some lady who comes over and I think is like, again, a housekeeper, even though she doesn't work. Goes downstairs and I know what it was. They told the guy who like the guy at the place where the kids go to visit is like how to take care of an alligator. They're like, well, when you feed him, it's like warm milk, but you can use like a raw egg and some bourbon and put it like in eyedroppers.
Get some of your bourbon.
Oh, it's hilarious. So then Ward starts to notice that some of his bourbon is going down in his bottle. And then she's like, June, she's like, I'm missing an egg. I know I had 9 eggs today or whatever it was.
Oh my goodness.
Then the housekeeper comes in and they're like wondering, is she taking our stuff like randomly? And he's thinking, is she drinking our bourbon?
Eggs?
She runs up the stairs and she's like, there's an alligator down there. And he's like, so of course Ward's all like, he gets rid of her like she's done. She's drinking our bourbon and now she's making
now
up stories. And
she's
so drunk now.
From the bourbon and the eggs.
Which
probably
is
the combination of the two.
Yes, the combination. So I guess he takes her out like the door or whatever. Well, June ends up going down there and of course finds this alligator that the boys have. And she's like, tells him all about it. And then of course, it's going to get bigger. So they take it to like a zoo or something. And they're like, oh, mm-hmm. these boys can come visit anytime.
Visit
and,
your alligator.
Yeah, and it was all cute. And at the end of the episode, they had told, I guess they asked dad early in the episode if they could get a pet. And he's like, well, if you could like learn to take care of it. Well, he was so impressed by the way they took care of the alligator that they get a puppy at the end of the episode.
They got a puppy?
Oh, man.
When did you ever see a puppy in
I don't know if it lasted, but this was like episode like two. Like season one, episode two. So
it turns out the beaver cannot take care of a puppy.
Exactly. Maybe it ran away at that point.
Oh, poor puppy.
Poor beave and poor puppy.
Well, the show was originally called Wally and the Beaver.
Oh.
But it was thought that people would mistake it for a nature show. Like, what
but
kind
leave
of nature
it to beaver.
Like,
okay, yeah.
Here's Wally and his beaver.
Interesting.
It's about nature. You know, beavers and stuff.
Oh,
I don't know.
Love it.
Sillies. The stars of the pilot, though, were different. They had Casey Adams played Ward. And Paul Sullivan played Wally.
Interesting.
Casey Adams was the stage name of an actor named Max Showalter, who was in the movie Niagara with Marilyn Monroe in 1953. And then in the 60s, he went back to using his real name, Max Showalter.
Huh.
He was also in The Music Man, which I love that movie very, very much. It's like one of my favorite musicals of all time. And How I Met Your Mother. He was not in How I Met Your Mother. How to Murder Your Wife.
Oh.
And he was also in other TV shows. His last on-screen role was 16 Candles.
Mm.
He played Grandpa Fred.
Grandpa Fred.
I have only seen 16 Candles one time.
I think me too. So, yeah.
Because I wasn't allowed to watch teenage sex comedies, as my mom calls them. And, that was his last role. He just stopped acting. He didn't die. He just stopped. But he was originally Ward for only the pilot. And then they recast both of those actors.
Hmm.
Of course, with Hugh Beaumont and Tony Dow. And the intended premiere was called Captain Jack. It was supposed to be the first episode of the show.
Oh.
But it did not pass. It hadn't gone through the censors in time because they showed the top of the toilet tank.
Captain Jack is what they named the alligator. That's that episode.
That's that episode?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a toilet in it.
There is a toilet.
But not the whole toilet, just the tank. So the censors couldn't decide, or maybe it was a toilet. I don't know.
Yeah, now I can't remember.
The censors were still milling over it, whether or not they were going to allow them to show the toilet tank.
So
because
funny.
It's the 50s. You can't allude to bodily functions or
God
people's butts
knows that that doesn't go on anywhere.
Like
in the 50s.
I mean, all you see of their bathroom is, you know, their sink and
A bathtub.
Apparently the inside of their bathtub. But yeah, Captain Jack was not ready to air. And so they finally decided they were gonna let them show the toilet.
Yeah.
And it aired as the second episode, and it was the first American TV show to display a toilet tank.
Wow.
Ever.
That is so interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
That is very, I think we talked about that once before, how they wouldn't,
bodily functions.
Never have.
I
that
tell
is
you
so
what.
Funny.
Because it's gross. I mean, toilets are gross.
Toilets are gross.
I'm sure. Another fun fact. In Japan, the show's called The Happy Boy and His Family.
Well.
That's very generic.
I guess that is. Very true, though. Ish. Yeah. Happy boy.
The happy boy.
Beaver's so cute in the beginning, too. Like, I'm pretty sure, too, that, what's his name? Jerry Mathers.
Mm-hmm.
Is like 7 or 8 when the show starts. I think he's, I'm pretty sure he's my mom's
he's
age,
older.
I think.
I don't know.
Oh, I think I looked it up and I swear he was born in like 1950.
Well, I looked it up, but I didn't write it down. Yeah. So
I think he really was because they said, and I think on the show he was supposed to be, I want to say in the first couple episodes they were talking about how old they were or how old he was.
Mm-hmm.
But he was young. And again, it's like, and I remember, again, specifically from my youth that this was the first time I heard somebody say, search me. Like, as opposed to, you know, any other normal vernacular. And I think Leave It to Beaver had a lot of those. And we
crummy.
Talked about that crummy.
Crummy, yeah. Oh, I have a little list.
I was
here,
say, do you have a list? Because all I can think is how many there probably is with when Eddie Haskell comes into play.
He's got some language. I was actually writing these down as I was watching an episode. Crummy. Golly. They say golly.
Oh, golly
all the time.
Yep.
Golly gee. Golly, Dad. I didn't know.
Golly.
No fooling. I'm gonna use that one this week. That's gonna be my whole week.
No fooling.
If you get a text from me, no fooling. Go ape. That means to have strong emotions, I think.
Whoa.
I mean, you just go ape for it.
Oh, well.
I think Wally was going ape for a girl. That's what it was.
Oh, that's interesting. And that somehow turned into something else later in life. Add another word on the end, I think there.
You're right. Maybe that's what they meant, but they were like, we're going to have to take out the second mark.
Take that part out.
Also, Beaver's mom told him, he was tattling on his brother. Beaver was. He was tattling on Wally. He wasn't really tattling, but he was like, oh, he has a crush on this girl. And his mom was like, okay, thank you, Beaver. You can go look at television now. And I remember them always saying that, like, I'm going to look at television.
I'm going to go look at television.
I'm going to say that as well from now on. I'm just looking at television right now.
You can tell your kids to go look at television.
Just looking at computer.
I'm going to do that at work. I'm going to go look at the, well, that kind of makes sense actually, but.
You could just, but look at computer. Yeah. I'm going to look at screens.
I'm going to go look at paperwork.
Look at screens now.
I'm going to go look at some screens. That's a good time.
Look at television. Anyway, let's get back to the cast, and then we can talk about this episode that I thought was amazing. You can still watch it, because it was amazing.
I watch it.
I'll find my notes. For crap's sake. Oh. The cast of Leave It to Beaver, or LTB, if you want to shorten
LTB.
It. Barbara Billingsley played June. Before Leave It to Beaver, she was in an unsuccessful show called Professional Father in 1955. And then after Leave It to Beaver, she retired. But then 17 years later, she was in the 1980 movie Airplane.
Yes, she was.
She was the jive-talking lady.
She was. And perfectly as, pretty much as June Cleaver.
Yes, she was. She looked just like she did. And that was like one of my favorite parts of that movie when I was
a kid.
Excuse
me, stewardess. I speak jive.
I speak jive. I couldn't say one thing that she said, but your sister, I think, knows the whole speech. She used to say it all the time.
Oh, we used to watch that movie all the time.
That movie. Then 3 years later, she was in the new Leave It to Beaver. Did you ever watch the new Leave It to Beaver?
I did not.
I did. My family watched it, and it actually ran from 1983 to 1989.
What?
I thought it was like, I really, if I had to guess, would have said like 1986 to 1987.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Wow.
83 to 89.
That's as long as the original.
I know. That's really a long time.
Hmm.
So it was obviously very successful.
Yeah.
It was like they were grown up and they had kids like of their own. Hmm. Wally and the Beef had kids of their own and June was there
and
Eddie had
Dow
his kid.
And Jerry Mathers on this?
Yeah, they were on it.
Wow.
And they had kids.
I didn't know this.
And Eddie had a kid, I think, who like looked just like him. Was just another actor. Yeah.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Barbara Billingsley was also the voice of Nanny in the Muppet Babies.
Oh, wow.
I was obsessed with the Muppet Babies. I watched it every Saturday morning until I was too old to watch it.
Yeah, I do remember Muppet Babies.
And then she had a few guest roles on other shows like Roseanne.
I do have to say, that's what I was just going to say. When was she on some other sitcom as herself? And it was Roseanne.
It was Roseanne.
I remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to say, too, that June Cleaver is like, she's the epitome of... That's you use that as a description of someone. So be like, oh, aren't you all June Cleaver today? You'd say that about someone. But she's kind of like the epitome 1950s housewife and mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this whole show, we'll get into the rest of the cast, but Eddie Haskell is definitely the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much, that's the show that everybody must have watched. And it probably was because it was very wholesome. I'm sure it like appealed to a huge audience of people. Like what would you find wrong with Leave It to Beaver?
Right.
Like nothing. And so I always love that, especially like June Cleaver. Like that's Like, if I came over to your house and you had an apron on and you were baking a pie, I'd you would call me June Cleaver. Hey, June Cleaver, what's going on?
So my grandma was June Cleaver.
Yeah.
She was very June Cleaver.
And that's an
sometimes she wore pants.
Sometimes she wore pants. Most of the time, skirts and aprons.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, actually, the show was super popular, and even when it all went off the air, it was still very popular. Mm-hmm. And the only reason it ended was because Wally was going to, he was graduating high school, and they were like, you know, it's not going to be anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like in the 80s, they would have brought in another kid or mm-hmm. something.
Like a cousin would have shown up. Yeah,
exactly. Cousin Oliver. Yeah. But, but, you know, they just ended the show, and they were still very popular. The show never won a single award.
Wow.
In its time. It was nominated for like 2 Emmys, but it never actually won anything.
Which makes sense, though, what you said before about them not wanting too many laughs mm-hmm. or whatever. So yeah. It really was just kind of like your average wholesome show that everybody still watched. And you're, I mean, we did. I watched it as reruns in the 80s.
And I couldn't find any dirt on anyone in this show. There's no drama. There's no rehab for the Cleavers.
Which is so funny because I really thought I had it in my head for whatever reason that was going to be Tony Dow. Like I was sure. Like, he had to have had an issue, right? Because I know it's nobody else. And sure. No. Nothing.
They're all like, everybody was just very well adjusted. Everyone
is a Cleaver.
And there was no Drew Barrymore going on in this. Like, yeah.
That's awesome.
It was really nice. So Jerry Mathers was the Beaver. Mm-hmm. He was born in Sioux City, Iowa in 1948.
Oh, 48. I was wrong.
And then he grew up in Rock Rapids, Iowa. I don't know where that is even. Hmm. But yeah, Sioux City's like, what, 4 hours from here?
Sioux City is or 2 hours. An hour and 20 minutes.
Okay. I haven't been there in probably 12 years.
It's like 70 miles from here, I think. 75 miles.
Well, that makes sense. 4 hours, 2 hours. It doesn't matter.
One of those things.
Depends on how many stops
you make. Am I driving or are you driving?
Well, you're driving. We'll be there in 45 minutes. Right. He started modeling at the age of 2 because he's so cute. And he started in a milk commercial with Ed Wynn.
Oh, you said modeling. At first I thought you said bottling.
Bottling. He started bottling.
And then you said he's so cute, and then I put it together. I was like, wait, modeling. He's
a cute little bottler. No, I just said there was no rehab. What are you doing? Anyway, you ruined my whole shtick.
I'm sorry.
He was in a milk commercial with Ed Wynn. Do you know who that is? You do. I see it on your face.
I think I do.
He was in Mary Poppins. And he was the guy who couldn't stop laughing and he was floating up in the air.
I don't even
remember the character's name. But it was in Mary Poppins and they couldn't get him to come down. So Dick Van Dyke told him something sad and then he floated back down. That's Ed Wynn. You'd know him if you saw him.
It doesn't
matter. So in 1962, near the end of Leave It to Beaver, Jerry Mathers recorded 2 songs.
I do remember this. Mm-hmm.
Don't You Cry, and on the flip side was Wind Up Toy.
Oh.
And then in high school, he was in a band called Beaver and the Trappers. Isn't that amazing?
Beaver and the Trappers.
I love that.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I want a Beaver and the Trappers t-shirt.
I do too. We know somebody who makes t-shirts.
Oh. We might have to get permission from Jerry Mathers. Let's get permission from Jerry Mathers.
Let's do. Jerry, if you're out there, can you please tell us that we have permission to make t-shirts? And
do you have like a logo or something we can put on a t-shirt from Beaver and the Trappers?
Beaver and the Trappers.
Okay, let us know. Just email us. It's tvtangents@gmail.com.
Hashtag.
Hashtag we need t-shirts.
Beaver and the Trappers.
Hashtag Beaver and the Trappers. While he was still in high school, he joined the United States Air Force Reserve in 1966. And then after graduating in 1967, he continued to serve in the reserves. And then in December of 69, a rumor began that he had been killed in action in the Vietnam War.
I wasn't alive in that time.
Right.
But I remember hearing
it's a thing
that somebody started that rumor.
It's a thing that continued.
Yeah.
But he actually... he went on something on TV. Oh, he was on Saturday Night Live with, I think it was Bill Murray, and they did like a skit about, you know, obviously I didn't die in the Vietnam War. Yeah. He later worked as a commercial loan officer in a bank, and then began a real estate company.
Yes, that I did know. Yeah. I remember and hearing that.
Then in 78, he started acting again. And of course, he was also on the new Return. Leave It to Beaver. Yeah. So
awesome.
Like, everybody just had like regular lives after Leave It to Beaver. No big deal. So which is really cool.
Yeah, it is very cool because that doesn't happen hardly ever.
Here's a thing you may not have known about Hugh Beaumont, who played Ward Cleaver. Hugh Beaumont. That's such a 50s grown-up guy name.
And fits him to a T.
Oh, when my you goodness. See him. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was also licensed to preach by the Methodist Church.
Oh.
I don't think he was like an active preacher.
Huh.
Or like had a church in it, but he could preach. He like studied theology and all of that. He began his career in 1931 in theaters and nightclubs and radio and whatever. And then he actually retired from show business in the 60s after Leave It to Beaver and became a Christmas tree farmer in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Michigan. Grand Rapids is in Michigan.
This says Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Oh, interesting. Maybe there's two.
I copy and pasted. Okay.
I was like, Grand Rapids is in Michigan.
Maybe that's a thing like Springfield.
It could be. Christmas tree farmer.
So you could have in the 60s, if you lived in Minnesota, gone and bought a Christmas tree.
From Ward Cleaver.
From Hugh Beaumont. When we get our time machine.
Yeah.
We should go to Minnesota. And buy a Christmas tree.
And buy a Christmas tree.
From Ward.
Is Hugh Beaumont passed? Has he passed on? Okay.
He actually passed before, I believe, before the new Leave It to Beaver.
Mm.
I think.
You're right. I think I did see something about that. It seemed it was very early on.
And it was a sad thing in the show. They were like, you know, dad's gone and whatever. Oh. Tony Dow played Wally. His mom, Muriel Virginia Dow, was a stunt woman in early westerns and Clara Bow's movie double in Hollywood.
Wow.
So he went to the casting call for Leave It to Beaver with his friend, like just to support his friend. Not because
that's how it always happens.
That's how it happened for Peter Tork of the Monkees.
Yeah.
He was there with Steven Stills, right? And then they were like, hey, you want an audition?
Come on in.
Yeah, so that's how it happened for Tony Dow.
Nice.
And then he became an actor for a little while. From 1965 to 1968, he also served in the National Guard and interrupted his acting career. And then he went on to guest star in TV shows like Adam 12, Love American Style, Knight Rider. I need to see that one. The Mod Squad, Emergency, and then he became a sculptor, and he was in construction, and again, had a regular job.
Normal life.
Yeah, and did the new Leave It to Beaver in there for a while. Ken Osmond played Eddie Haskell. Eddie Haskell.
Oh, Eddie Haskell.
Who is a normal, like today, normal teenager. Mm-hmm. But at the time, he was like,
so risque.
Do not bring him around your parents.
He does not get to play with your kids.
So nice to, I mean, I've known some Eddie Haskells in my time that are like, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver. But they knew what was up. Because he would snow all the adults.
Yeah. He's always like, Mrs. Cleaver, don't you look lovely today?
Yeah. And she's like, well, what do you want, Eddie?
What do you want, Eddie?
They totally knew.
And it is funny that he didn't, by those standards about how he was, but yeah, if that show had been in the 80s or 90s, he'd have been like trying to get Wally to do drugs and drink under the porch or something.
He would have been the main character in an 80s show.
Yeah, that's true.
I think. And then Wally would have been like the boring neighbor friend who never did anything.
Like, are you sure we're gonna get in trouble?
He couldn't get a job acting after Leave It to Beaver because
he's Eddie Haskell.
He was typecast as Eddie Haskell, which I don't understand. And maybe obviously that's a different thing in the 60s, but
I can see it for some people. It's one of those things. I mean, and Eddie Haskell, I mean, I guess for Eddie, it doesn't seem as much, but he would be recognizable. But technically, I mean, I guess really anybody on that show didn't go on to do anything else major.
Well, like I said, I don't think they had parents, like stage parents, mm-hmm. who were pushing them to go on to do other things. Jerry Mathers saved a lot of his money from his acting. He got paid like $500 a week or something
That's gracious.
And he saved his money. Mm-hmm. And so that's good. You hear really awful things about child actors of the 50s and 60s. But obviously they didn't
have to. So it sounds like that show was like all around everything that it was on TV. That's how those people were too.
And Barbara Billingsley was really like supportive mom type. And
love that.
So this episode that I watched, it's called Box Office Attraction. And it was season 6, episode 23. So it was the last season of the show. And it was towards the end of the show. And so now they're teenagers. And Wally is like a senior in high school, and he has a crush on the girl who works the ticket counter at the movie theater. So he's like, oh, me and Eddie are going to go to the movies. And his mom's like, you were just at the movies last night. And he's like, well, I just want to see this movie. So he goes, and then, of course, the beef rats him out.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, he's got, you know, he's going ape over the girl in the
over the ticket girl
and she has like she's like a bobbed haircut and it's bleach blonde and she has like dark eyeliner and dark I assume red lipstick but it's just gray because everything's in black and white and she's like really saucy looking and he just has a thing for her but he can't talk to her. He's all like, oh gee, golly gee, I just so Eddie goes up to her and he's like, you know, hitting on her, and she's like, yeah, I'm not interested. But he says, no, it's my friend over here, Wally. And she's like, oh, well, have him come talk to me after the movie. So they watch the dumb movie, which they all hate, that nobody likes the movie.
Nobody wanted to.
And then she agrees to go out with him. Well, June is like, oh, no.
This is not
I don't think that Wally should be going out with some girl that, like, he met at a movie theater. Like, I don't know how the Cleavers expect him to find a wife, but fine. Because that's the goal, right? So Ward is like, oh, June, come on now. So June is like, well, if you want to go out with her, you're going to have to bring her dinner before you go on your date.
Mm.
And he tells them they're going to see a show or something, which they have no plans to do. He's not lying. He's just like, I think I'm going to take her to a show. Mm. So she comes over to have dinner, and they're asking her like a bajillion questions. And she's like, oh, I live here in an apartment with my aunt, and my parents live in California or something like that, and I'm going to night school. And she tells them all this stuff. And then they get in Wally's convertible to go on their date, and she's like... That was so ridiculous. All those lies I told your parents.
Oh.
And Wally's face is like, I don't know what hell is awaiting him for that, but he's just mortified. Oh, before they go on their date, Beaver sees her, this girl, in a what they call a beer joint.
Oh, a beer joint.
With a man. And they're having beers together, and she's smoking a cigarette.
Oh, no.
A cigarette.
Did the beaver's head explode?
Oh, he and his friend. Oh, what was his friend? Gilbert. Sorry. He and his friend Gilbert. They see this happen. Gilbert tells him, you know, she's a woman of the world. That's what they call her. I think that means something, you know.
She's a woman of the world.
So they go on this date and they're in the car and she's like, well, I don't really want to go to a show. Let's go to this beer joint. And it's the beer joint, you know, where we saw her earlier with the guy. And she tries to get Wally to smoke a cigarette. She's in the convertible and she's like, here, smoke a cigarette. And he's like, no, I don't want to. This whole time I'm like, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? I'm pretty sure he's not going to do it.
He can't do it. It's going to ruin the show.
So then she tries to make out with him. Like, they pull over, and they're going to go in the beer joint, and she, like, leans over on him, starts making out with Wally.
Oh, my gosh.
This is happening before my eyes. She's kissing him. I couldn't deal with it. And then he's all, golly. And then he's just like, no. He's wearing a suit, by the way.
Of course.
On his date. And then she gets all upset with him because he won't make out with her. Which, again, he's still in high school. And at some point, she figures this out. She's like, oh, when they're in the beer joint. You know, he says something about being on the track team or something. And mm-hmm. she's like, the track team? You're still in school? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, I thought you were in school. And she's like, no, I lied to your parents. Like, I'm not in school. So she's an adult.
Oh, wonderful.
So she's like trying to pressure him to drink beer. And she orders two beers. And the beer's just sitting in front of him. And I couldn't stop looking at the beer. I was just like,
right.
I'm pretty sure it was water. It had no head on it. But I'm just looking at the beer like, do it.
Just do it.
Do it. He just kind of pushes it away. And she lifts her cigarette there. And this guy like asks her to dance, and they start dancing like there's jazz music playing, mm. and she uses like 60s slang terms, and they're all like gyrating.
Oh my goodness.
And then Wally's
gracious.
Just like, I can't do this anymore. And so she's like, well, fine, you can just leave me here, it's fine. He goes home. The end. That's it. Like, it just ends right there.
Nothing else.
And Warren doesn't even give him a talk about women of the world. It's just, yeah. He goes home, and June's like, where's, what's her name? And he's like, I left her at the place where we were. And she's like, you left her? Well, I don't think that we would get along. Oh, my God.
That's so crazy.
He should have called Eddie.
Yeah.
You know, on his phone.
On his phone that he didn't have.
She called Eddie and been like, I got this chick. She's really cool. You'll like her.
Gone up to the counter at the beer joint. Said, oh, do you have a phone goodness. I can use?
The beer was 50 cents.
Well, of course it was.
For both. Yeah. She's like, give me two beers. And then he's like, it's 50 cents. So then Wally has to pay 50 cents for this beer that he's not even going to drink. I'm sure she drank it, or she gave it to the guy she was dancing with. I don't know.
She gave it to somebody else.
I couldn't believe that Leave It to Beaver was like touching this subject.
I know. Maybe that's why it ended.
They were like, that's it.
Done. I'm sorry. Done. That was over the line.
We gave you a lot of clearance when we let you show the toilet.
But the toilet with the children in the bathroom with our alligator.
Start insinuating sex. We're done.
That's crazy.
Oh, it was a good one.
You should watch it. No smoking, no drinking. I am going to have to watch that.
Go watch season 6, episode 23, Box Office Attraction.
Box Office Attraction.
It was a good one.
Hello, everyone. It's Danny from Watching My Stories. I watch a lot of TV and movies. My husband does not. So listen as I share with him what I'm watching while he tries to pay attention, show interest, and understand my point of view. New episodes are released every Sunday, so check us out at watchingmystories.com or subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, I'll be watching my stories.
I do have to say that I love that the beginning when I was watching it, and like the beavers like takes home like rocks in his pockets from mm-hmm. school. He's like, I think he was supposed to take a note home from the teacher, and he's like, oh, she's like, well, just put it in your pocket. And he's like, I can't. My pockets are full of rocks to take home. And the teacher's like, oh, okay. Just like, that's normal. Which it's a little boy, so I guess that is normal.
My daughter fills her pockets with rocks from school.
Nice.
What is it? I don't know why. She brings them home.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even take them out of her pockets.
Oh.
They just either go through the washing machine or they don't.
Or they're just somewhere.
I pick
on
up
a counter,
her,
she wants
on
them.
On a counter, I pick up her jacket. And it's just, I'm like, why does this weigh like 15 pounds?
Why is
this so
heavy?
Okay, so I want to play this clip. I was watching it. I had to rewind it and then record this. But the sound isn't very good. So I'm hoping that you could hear it.
All right. That's funny.
What's funny?
Well, whenever we cook inside, Mom always says to cook it. But whenever we cook outside, you always do it. How come?
Well, it's sort of traditional, I guess. You know, they say a woman's place is in the home. And I suppose as long as she's in the home, she might as well be in the kitchen.
Oh. Well, that explains about Mom. But how come you always do the outside cooking?
Well, I'll tell you, son. Women do all right when they have all the modern conveniences. But us men are better at this rugged type of outdoor cooking. Sort of a throwback to caveman days. Hand me those asbestos gloves, will you, Mom? Well, there's no sense in us cavemen burning our hands.
That's awesome.
Okay, I hope that came over because...
Because, yeah.
So, what
I love that. That's, I mean, you know, we talked about that during Bewitched when he's like, okay, enough of this crazy. Mm-hmm. Go make me breakfast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
He said,
a woman's place.
He said a woman does all right when she has all the modern conveniences of 1957.
Oh, my God. But cavemen, and we cook on the grill.
But men, they know what needs to be done in, like, survival situations.
Ward.
I mean,
come on, Ward.
Ward.
I love that. A woman's place is in the home. She might as well be in the kitchen.
And he's always, like,
making you a sandwich.
June is always like, well, Ward, I mean, maybe this is how we should do it with the boys, and maybe this should be the rule. And he's like, I'm the man, and I say no. And I'm like,
Ward. She's all, oh, okay.
And she's like, oh, well, excuse me, though, because I need to finish my housekeeping.
Exactly. Well, we have a housekeeper also.
Okay, June, but don't take the heels off, because they slow you down. You can't run as fast.
Make sure you have on a skirt and heels while you're working at the house all day.
I just want to see June, like, laying on the couch in sweatpants.
That'd be awesome.
And there's, like, Kleenexes laying around.
Cleaver in sweatpants.
Oh, my goodness.
That'd be amazing.
I wouldn't have survived. I mean, maybe we would have. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It is interesting. It's fun to watch that kind of stuff and see how the ways that it was. But
also, it's an idealized. It's not like how life was for everybody.
Yeah.
We know that.
We know it was probably like little semblances of that. Yeah, not necessarily.
And Barbara Billingsley probably went home and put on her sweatpants and was like, all right. Well, probably not her. What do they call them? What do they call them in the 50s? Like, jodhpurs? What's that? That's the thing I heard my grandma say.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know what that is.
Pantaloons is what I was thinking.
Pantaloons. That's like France or something.
I don't even know. I don't know what people wore in the 50s.
Nothing else to say about Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. It was good. For sure. I think everybody watched it. So
we watched it all the time. My kids still watch it. They watch it all the time.
I remember watching it a lot as a little kid and it always being on. And my parents, I'm sure, watched it when they were growing up. Of course. They would have been around that age. And
of course, everyone did.
Yeah. So most popular. And again, of all time, like you, if you say that to anybody, everyone will know what you're talking about. Like, I think even young people, they would at least know, like,
they would know what you're talking about. Yeah.
They would know the essence of Leave It to Beaver. Like, they, just because, again, there's reference so much to, you know.
Yeah.
You're June Cleaver, you're Eddie Haskell, all those things. I feel like, and I'm going to, like, test that theory out tomorrow and ask young people who work for me if they know
what
Leave It to Beaver is.
I bet you. Let's make a bet.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you I can find 3 people in my office. Okay, we have, say, 40 people.
Okay.
I bet I can find 3 people in my office who do not know what Leave It to Beaver is.
Mm. I only have 6 employees at my location.
All right. Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
So, yeah.
I'm thinking
I could find 1 person in the next couple days who doesn't know, has never heard of it.
Maybe. Okay. Okay.
I'm going to try.
All right. So let's wrap it up. We have a Facebook page. TV Tangents on Facebook. We have an Instagram page.
The Instagram.
Oh, I thought you said, what's an Instagram?
The Instagram.
It's like, hey, babe, golly.
Hey, babe. On account of.
Search me.
Search me.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.